This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, good morning to you. Some funk right here. It's funk. Like we're in the 70s or something.
This is...
What is classic. This?
Rube's favorite man, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
EWF, oh, okay. Baby.
Well, we are in the 70s then, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I mean, I feel like I'm watching episode of Chips, like when the chase is
on.
Oh,
man.
Rube's
so cool.
Got soul. That's a takeaway.
That's so cool.
Right, John?
Oh,
Ponch
man.
And John.
I wanted to
Ponch
be Ponch. I thought John was... very uncool, comparatively speaking.
Which one was Eric Estrada?
I was troubled that his name was John.
Yeah.
Like, even though he was a J-O-H-N John, yeah. I didn't like that I was associated with the uncooler of the two.
But it was contrast.
Way smoother. Not even in the same ballpark.
But you want that contrast.
Planet.
You want that.
Really?
You know, yeah, I think so.
The odd couple of it all.
Cool and cool would be cooler than cool and uncool.
Sweet and savory.
Miami Vice, that was cool and cool, right? I mean, Don Johnson was the ultimate cool, but the other guy was cool
Tubbs.
Too, right?
Tubbs. Shout out to Tubbs.
Tubbs never felt anywhere close in
not
the
not as cool
vicinity.
As Crockett. Yeah, he wasn't.
No. All right, Saria, that story you had in the update.
Yes.
What a watch. So walk us through.
Insane.
Tell us more about this thing with the new coordinator. What is it?
Parks Frazier.
Passing game coordinator.
Passing game coordinator.
Yes, passing game coordinator. Yes. So he's in Indianapolis. It's Mother's Day. He goes home to visit.
How long ago was this?
2019.
Okay.
He goes home to visit his family, wherever he's from. He's flying back. So that's Mother's Day's in May. So he's flying back, and his flight's delayed. So he's annoyed.
Yeah.
He shows up at his house 15 minutes after he'd been shut up 77 times. Mistaken identity. Apparently, he was in a rental, and the people who were living there before were some kind of shady characters. Mm. There was some kind of beef. But not only did they shoot up... they kicked in the back door and shot it up.
Wow.
I mean, if he had been home.
Yeah, that
you know,
could be.
Wow.
But yeah, 77 times.
That's incredible.
Wow,
that
crazy.
Is
easy.
That's amazing.
I was like, what?
That
did
is...
they. What were they shooting?
Well, I think they thought someone was in there.
Yeah, they
were
had a few.
Yeah.
They had a few. Here, okay. One other interesting thing about him.
Yeah.
Do you know who the officiant was at his wedding?
I read it, ooh. So I won't say.
Okay.
I'll let these guys
have
I don't
a
know.
Shot.
Nick Sirianni.
Oh, you're close. Very close.
Think Frank Reich?
Yes.
Frank
Reich. Yeah,
Frank
Reich.
Reich.
Married.
Frank Reich. How about that? Good stuff. 215-592-9494. I'd file this one under the category of what were they thinking?
That, hold on.
What?
That might
don't
mean
do that,
something.
That,
if Frank Reich is the officiant at Kevin Petullo's wedding.
Oh,
not Petullo.
No.
Oh, sorry.
The
Parks
other guy.
Frazier.
At Parks Frazier's wedding.
Okay, yeah. At Parks Frazier's wedding.
It's also important.
Then it may be, just maybe, there's this connection where you get a little more Frank Reich than what we realize.
Look,
maybe they're on the phone every week just talking about new play ideas and that sort of thing.
Maybe Frank just wants to be retired. I made a lot of money. I'm done.
Yeah, a lot of money.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Pile of money guy, done.
Joe, you and I, we're the, like, I don't get it. Like, take your money and go. I'd be so happy. Millions of dollars.
I mean, Frank Reich
would never hear from me again.
Frank Reich got paid by all sorts of teams. By the way, he was a player. He's got NFL pension for probably playing for 15 freaking years.
Go to Costa Rica.
You would
exactly,
Rube. You would never hear from me again. Ever.
Like, get yourself on a zip
line. Rube, Schmitty's had the right thing with the Phillies. He does the Sundays with Schmitty.
Perfect.
Pops up like 13 times a year. Bang. Otherwise, lives in Florida, guy. Done.
Yep.
Joe is the great indoorsman, though. Like you're suggesting,
I love
he
lives
go
in Florida,
the,
guy.
Yeah,
as a way to describe someone.
Well, that's what he is. He's Mike Schmidt. Pops up here about 13 times a year. Otherwise, in Florida, that's a beautiful life.
Lives in Florida, guy.
And, he deserves it.
What's the most comfortable place for you to live,
Capri?
Joe?
Capri.
Ooh,
I like that.
The comfortable.
The top
why
of
is
Capri.
That the most comfortable?
Beaches
spot?
And beer
on a Capri. The top of Capri. That's where I want to be.
Real, that is your goal?
No, not really. I'd want to live here my
whole
life.
That's your end goal,
I'd like
Capri.
I'd like to visit there.
Is Capri where Napoleon
on a regular basis.
Be able to visit there whenever you want.
Well, ideally, yeah, you got enough money to go wherever you want to go. Right. But what are the chances?
Stupid money.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
Isn't Capri
what am I,
like,
John Middleton here? I
mean, Napoleon
Josh
fancy
Harris?
Capri or something?
I don't know
there was
about
some
that.
Connection
Tiberius had a home in Capri.
Oh.
I don't know about Napoleon 1,800 years later, but Tiberius was a Capri guy. Yeah.
Wow.
All right, one more thing.
Tiberius. Like, yeah. I know who that is. He was an emperor.
Yeah, Emperor Tiberius.
On a first name basis.
That's a name that should come back.
He was pretty crazy,
like, Tiberius
right?
is a cool name.
You know what? Maybe I roll that way.
Tiberius, hammer to camera.
I already got the Caesar thing going, but maybe I should, you know, Tiberius. By the way, what is Villanova thinking bringing me in to speak today to their students?
What a disaster.
What are the Wildcats doing tomorrow?
Oh, my God.
I mean, they're saying hammer. Yeah, hammer! Come on in and talk to our kids.
I got to believe that Jay Wright had nothing.
How far the mighty have fallen.
Right. Well, it's not the basketball team, but they'll
what are you talking to them about?
Here's what I'll say. As a Temple grad, I'm very happy you're going to Villanova.
All right, let's get to Ed in Phoenix. Phil. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Caesar. How you doing?
Oh, I like that.
You don't have to do that.
I like that.
Quit it.
And by the way, Tiberius, I guess, was a Tiberius and a Caesar, because I guess he'd be Caesar Tiberius.
I believe it. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, I think the next 14 after Caesar were Caesar something. Anyway, hello. Maybe it was 13,
good morning,
something like
guys.
That. Good morning.
So I'm kind of mulling over the Eagles situation with their free agents, and I was just kind of looking at, you know, one great thing about the Super Bowl being over, like, I'm now both feet into mock draft season.
Sure.
I'm convincing myself I know way more than I actually do.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking about, and this is why I think it's so important to keep Zach Bond, is at other positions where we may lose guys, like a defensive end or like these tweener, like three or five technique defensive tackles.
You got like, people.
You can't sneeze without running into a guy who's 6'4", 290, and can play multiple positions. I'm not saying they're going to be as good as Milton Williams, but in the first round of all the projections I've seen, there's like one off-ball linebacker who has like a first-round grade, and that's Jihad Campbell.
Well, Ed, not just that. N'Kobe Dean's injury increases the leverage for Zach Bond. And probably, though, also makes it more likely that the Eagles will acquiesce and pay him that extra amount.
And Zach Bond creates the leverage for Zach Bond,
right.
too.
That's
Zach
the
Bond going
push.
Out there and being an all-pro. Zach Bond, just you can't replicate a guy who's that size who can run a 4-3. He can do things that other players are unable to do. His coverage skills, he can match up with wide receivers with running that fast.
It's incredible.
It really is.
Yeah.
And no one knew he had these skills.
That's the most incredible part. Like, this guy was 27, 28 in the league, and just covering no one ever saw it before. You know?
And everyone's like, wow, he's fast at that for a D end. Well, maybe he's fast at all this for a linebacker, too. And he is.
Well, and seizing the opportunity. I love players who seize opportunities, and for him to have done it in the way that, in the fashion that he did it,
man, just so unlikely and amazing.
It's a great story.
Also, Joe, you pointed out in the mic'd up, like, what a leader the guy, for a guy who was, you know, that type of player, was he's such a leader, and he's so smart about the game and all that stuff. Like, it's fascinating.
I've also always wondered about how many guys could have been truly great and just got stuck and never emerged. And
totally.
We referenced Lou Gehrig earlier. If Wally Pipp doesn't get hurt, remember, there was only, like, what, Ruben, 12 teams back then in baseball or
not
something?
Many.
So you didn't have free agency. Like, Lou Gehrig might have sat behind Wally Pipp for a long, long, long time, and then you wouldn't know Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, it's like the Kurt Imagine Warner that. Thing. Like, the guy was stocking shelves, and then it's like, bang, you
Kurt
know?
Kurt Warner, exactly. All right, Ed, give me a notable replacement.
I don't usually consider Hall of Famers a replacement, but in the 1980 NBA Finals, Magic Johnson replacing Kareem at center.
Yeah.
That was painful.
Yeah, 42-15-7.
Thought we had that one
was
in
Magic's.
The bag.
Yeah, that's brutal. That is brutal. All right. Not brutal is how much money Bryce Harper makes, but he'd like to make more. So let's get to the Bryce comment. This was about a week ago or so. These days all run together for me. We've had so much Eagles content. We hadn't done as much Phillies, but it's fun to get. John, isn't this good to get back talking Phillies again? I mean, and a fascinating season up ahead.
It sure is.
Fascinating.
And we've, we were exciting because we might actually have a chance to do different things, better things.
Might.
Even though it hasn't been that exciting in our season.
But listen, maybe they fall flat again and, you know, in the playoffs. We'll see. But anyway, my point is I'm excited to talk Phils. So Bryce Harper is 6 years in, 7 years to go on what was a 13-year, $330 million deal. Now, remember, it's technically going to be a little less than 330 because in the COVID year he made, you know, whatever, a third of that because, you know, they didn't play as many games. But basically, it's near 300.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
$130 million. He said last year he wanted, you know, more years. Scott Boras was really hardcore about the way he presented it. Bryce was asked at the start of spring training his thoughts now, and he didn't go as hard as last year, but he's also not really backing off it. Here's Bryce Harper.
You've talked about wanting to extend your contract potentially. Is that something you feel like any progress has been made on, and is it still a goal?
I think that's a question for, you know, Scott and John and Dave. I'm here to play baseball, here to understand that we're trying to win a World Series, and if that gets done, you know, this year or any year, you know, we want to get that done.
All right, the very end, he says we want to get that done. So he gives you all the right stuff, World Series, talk to my agent and talk to the owner, blah, blah, blah. But the last phrase, quote, We want to get that done.
I think he says. I think he's saying it based on winning, not necessarily on getting the contract.
Well, I heard it totally different.
I heard it as we want to get that done, meaning I want to win a World Series. That's where I got it.
Seltzer, when you played, let's play.
I think we played again. Yeah,
let's play again, James. Which was your initial interpretation?
So my initial interpretation was your interpretation, but it kind of like throwaway because he said that if we get it done before that type of thing. So I want to listen again.
Audio's also a little grainy, but let's listen to it. Let's hear it interpret again.
You've talked about wanting to extend your contract potentially. Is that something you feel like any progress has been made on, and is it still a goal?
I mean, I think that's a question for, you know, Scott and John and Dave. I'm here to play baseball. I'm here to understand that we're trying to win a World Series, and if that gets done, you know, this year or any year, you know, we want to get that done.
Oh, okay, he's definitely talking about the World Series. Ruben's right.
Well, he says if we win the World Series, we'll get that done. I think it's...
Both.
If we win the World Series, then we can get that done.
Okay, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. Listen, until they win the World Series, he probably should be on the back burner.
I hope that's the way he's looking at it. I think that's a great, great outlook.
But I will say this: it's going to be all hail Caesar Harper if they win the World Series. Okay,
I'm fine with him getting more money if they win the World Series.
But bring me a title.
Come on.
Yeah, but if I still got him under contract 6 more years, I mean,
is it a meritocracy? Sure.
Yeah.
You won us a ring, brother.
The World Series, and we'll talk.
Seltzer, you would hurt the 2033 Phillies.
Yeah, for a ring.
And you wouldn't care.
He doesn't care.
I would.
James wouldn't care.
For a ring? Of course. Give me a ring.
But you'd already have the ring. And then you're saying, I'm just going to give you extra money just because. I'm going to give you money for when you're 41 just because.
If they win the World Series, it's good. It's a bonus.
He's sticking with his guns.
Ruben, let me tell you something.
What do you got?
I'd be a great owner, GM, president of blank operations.
Because you wouldn't care.
I would be ruthless. You sit around and pretend things like this.
I get it. Like, this is what he does.
I'd be a great president of the United States.
Well, that
I'd be a
that
great
would be,
owner yeah. of a baseball team. You just kind of
the
like,
only thing I wouldn't be good at is Pope. Like I do admit that.
Bubbles oh above God. Your head.
Be bad Pope.
It's the only thing you wouldn't
be good
at. Wouldn't
be a good Pope.
Okay.
That's just it. With that said, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Well, first thing I want to say is I have thought about the possibility of being Pope and president at the same time. Hard to do.
You can't be Pope.
Hard to do. Yeah. Although Paul Owens, Ruben, was he Pope and president at the same time? He was Pope. Was he ever president of the Phillies?
Yeah. Never president.
He was GM.
GM.
All right, so not Pope and Prez, same time. Paul Owens, if you're too young to know, he was a tremendous and incredibly important figure in the history of the Phillies franchise.
Yeah.
And his nickname was the Pope, so there you go. All right, Time's Yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's
Yours. I got to be honest with you guys. I don't know if winning the Super Bowl was really that great for me at all or not. I'll just be randomly in public or driving down the road, and all of a sudden I'll just be like, "Covered!"
That's good, man.
When the legendary Angelo Castaldi retired, did they go outside to look for another candidate? No. They knew they had a legend in Joe DeCamera.
DeCamera!
Time's yours.
First off, we're a whole team.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, first off, we're a team.
Legend.
And second off, you ain't wrong.
Wow.
But the third, about the going in-house thing. But sometimes in-house don't work. I mean, I'm just saying. So sometimes it works. Sometimes, but thank you, sir.
I mean, it's arguable if this is working, right?
That is correct.
What a relief to hear some baseball talk with Ruben again. We all know that Joe DeCamera has been too busy with his 37th rewatch of Mary Tyler Moore prepare for spring training. Will the great indoorsman make the trek to Clearwater this year for another nap? Stay tuned. Time's yours, Joey.
I forgot about the nap last year.
So I already started budgeting time for the nap. Because
you're not going to come to the game with us again?
Well, so I don't know, but I know this.
God.
Amy's
Richie, I'm going to the game with you, buddy.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
Emily and Zoe are coming. That'll be fun.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What about me?
Yeah. Three'll be there.
Thank you. I'll be there.
I'll just say this, James. Here's how I know when I'm already thinking of it. So Amy's flying down on the Thursday. We're going, for everyone listening, we're going to be coverage in 2 weeks down there. Amy's coming down on the Thursday. But I already told her, when you fly in, I may be napping at that time in the afternoon. So I am.
Wow.
And listen, what I do is prepare for 6 to 10 a.m., whatever I got to do to get myself ready. That's it.
I don't know what it is with these 76ers, man. I mean, gosh, back in the day, what was it? Jeff Rulin, the knee hurt. Years go by, and we get this guy with big guy, another big guy, Bynum, Andrew Bynum, another one. And now we get this guy, Embiid. I mean, he's never going to make it. Let's face it. Come on, guys. It's not going to get better. Unfortunately, time's yours.
Yeah, you're probably right. It's looking that way, which is really, really awful. All right, with that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
We got to rifle through some stuff here quickly in the final couple minutes. Joe and Hugh, of course, coming up at the top of the hour. Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Who should be the Phillies' leadoff hitter? Amongst us, Rhea, you said Schwarber. I said Schwarber. James, I believe you said Schwarber.
I said Schwarber.
Ruben, you said Stott. John, I don't know what your feeling is here yet.
I would like Stott.
Okay.
So we go left, right, left to Bryce.
All right, I got the poll results. How do you think they came in, John? The three choices were Schwarber, Stott, and Turner.
Crazily, I think Schwarber wins this.
Turner wins it considerably.
Ooh, going away.
61% Trey Turner, 20% Schwarber, 19% Stott. File that away. We'll talk about that more in another show. That's pretty interesting. Let's get to the second poll question. It relates to the 76ers. And the question is, do you think the Sixers will make the playoffs? Yes or no?
Oh, I'm going to say it's as 50-50 as it gets.
90% say no.
I said no.
Ruben, I need a ruling from you, and I need this quick, if you don't mind, because we've got to move fast.
Yep.
Does being in the play-in, but then not getting into the top eight, count as being in the playoffs?
No.
You're in the postseason.
Nope.
The regular season has ended.
To see if you qualify.
Well, plan's a joke. All right. Third and final poll question, John. Should the Sixers tank the rest of the season? Yes or no?
Yeah. I guess since 90% said the last one, yeah. It's
going
to be close to that. 89% say yeah.
88. You're good, man. You're very good. All right. We need to come up with a winning answer for notable replacement. Reminder, it can be good or bad. So good replacement, obviously, would be Lou Gehrig replacing Wally Pipp. Charlie Manuel coming in, being a manager, was phenomenal. We've got John Adams as the second president, is very notable. It's part of how we didn't have, you know, like a monarchy around here. You know, G-Dub said, hey, we got to survive me.
G-Dub.
G-Dubs.
Tight.
Tom Brady, big one.
Oh.
What are we doing
Ew.
Here?
I like Lou Gehrig.
Yeah. Johnny Carson's a great
Adams
answer.
Adams and Gehrig are
I
my
like
two
Gehrig.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I'm all good right. with Gehrig.
Yeah, it's classic.
Sweet Lou.
Yeah, not Johnny Carson.
All right, so is it Lou Gehrig over John Adams?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
Even though John Adams was a more important replacement.
Far more consequential person, but yes.
But we're going baseball because we love baseball?
Yes.
James, do we love baseball more than our nation?
Yes.
How about this? There is no baseball without our nation. How about that?
How about that?
America's pastime.
All right, congratulations to the caller, Bill, who had the answer of Lou Gehrig replacing.
Oh, Bill, that was the 1982 guy. His first call. How about that, Bill?
That's right.
Look at
it
you,
was his
Bill.
First call.
Bill, look at you. 43 years later.
He's one for one.
Nailing it.
Billy, don't you lose my number.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.